heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, sweet viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union donates nearly $58 million to assist with medical coverage in Morocco. In humanitarian news, Australia aids efforts to reduce malaria in the Philippines. In good governance news, Nigeria pledges to provide more than 190 schools. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 22nd, is the birthday of the award-winning American actress Miss Linda Blair. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, Miss Blair began her acting career at an early age. She has been in numerous films and television shows and was recognized with a Golden Globe Award. Miss Blair is a dedicated animal advocate and has established the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. The organization rescues and cares for companion animals in need and helps to find them good homes. An exclusive interview with Miss Blair was featured on The Real Heroes, a presentation extolling the benefits of vegetarianism produced by Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. The program was aired on a major broadcast network, iIndependent Television, which reaches over 95 million households across the USA. Miss Blair has authored a book, Going Vegan, which was published in 2001. Our love and appreciation, Linda, for your fine performances and compassionate work in service of animal friends. Wishing you a marvelous birthday with immense blessings.
Lion News, more fascinating discoveries about Mars. In a newly released report from France's National Institute of Sciences of the Universe, a large ice cap on Mars's northern pole has been found to contain an immense volume of very pure water. This discovery came just after the stimulating finding of methane plumes that recently surfaced on some parts of Mars. While scientists are making steady progress in learning about the physical features and characteristics of our neighboring planet, there have also been new and exciting revelations about its inhabitants.
In a recent video conference, Supreme Master Television staff had a chance to ask Supreme Master Ching Hai for more details about the social, spiritual, and other aspects of life on Mars. She explained how its residents had survived a past climate change-related catastrophe, and that the people of Mars had consented to revealing this knowledge for humankind's benefit in returning to a virtuous life on Earth, which is now facing a similar situation.
Do Martians need to work for survival like we do, or for another reason? And what kind of work do they do?
So they don't have to work at all for survival, but they do work, you know? They do work voluntarily and freely for the benefit of themselves and all, you see, to contribute to their society, to their nation. But they don't call that work. They work happily. And no one is forced to work because of money. Therefore, they work with all their heart and with all their pleasure. They don't have market, but they share everything. They share works and they share all the common goods together. Because they are very spiritual people, very spiritual and virtuous and disciplined. They learn from the mistakes that their ancestors made. They learn from the tragedy of their planet. And they work together as one people.
We are deeply thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her time and care in sharing more details about our planetary neighbor. We would also like to thank the noble citizens of Mars for permitting us the awareness of these valuable insights. We pray to make use of them through our own switch to a truly sustainable lifestyle, to avert tragedy and gain a happier future starting now.
For more fascinating and valuable insights on Mars, please tune in to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Constitutional law expert accepts position as U.S. regulatory chief. Harvard Law professor, vegetarian, and animal rights advocate Dr. Cass Sunstein has been appointed by President Obama as the next U.S. head of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. This position oversees all regulatory institutions, including the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Environmental Protection Agency. Dr. Sunstein is the most cited law professor in the United States. As co-editor of the book Animal Rights, Current Debates and New Directions, Dr. Sunstein has been at the center of discussions recommending greater animal protection and animal rights. Congratulations, Dr. Sunstein, on your new appointment. May your voice of compassion toward the animals be part of your caring leadership in serving the American public.
South African gold miners rescued. A lightning-caused power outage that disabled all the lifts had left 167 South African workers trapped over a mile beneath the ground. Following the restoration of electricity, all the miners were successfully rescued, with the six who were taken to the hospital being later released. We are very glad to know of the 167 miners' safe return and wish them many celebrations of life with family and friends. With heaven's grace, may they be ever protected while on duty.
Three workers in Yemen freed. On Tuesday, a German engineer was released along with his two Yemeni working partners after being detained for several days. Their freedom was secured thanks to negotiations by local tribal leaders. We are relieved to know of the three persons' safety, wishing them most happy reunions with loved ones.
Dairy consumption, a risk factor for prostate cancer. A team from Harvard Medical School in the USA analyzed the dairy product intake of nearly 21,000 American men over an 11-year period. They found that those who consumed servings of dairy products on a daily basis had a 34% increased chance of developing prostate cancer. Harvard scientists, we appreciate knowing of this potential health risk. May we all partake in the healthy vegan way of life, which is also the best for the environment.
Seven Canadians contract E. coli infections. An official with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency stated that the individuals all appear to have eaten beef products in local restaurants. This group of cases has affected people from Alberta and Saskatchewan provinces. E. coli bacteria, which originates in animal sources, can cause symptoms ranging from flu-like to life-threatening. Thank you, Canadian Food Inspection officials, for this alert to protect public health. We wish those affected a swift recovery and that people everywhere turn to the safe and nourishing plant-based diet for optimal human and planetary well-being.
Live interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Vegan World Radio. Radio host Shirley Wilkes Johnson of the U.S.-based Vegan World Radio station has invited Supreme Master Ching Hai for a live broadcast phone interview on Lunar New Year's Day, Monday, January 26th. Setting aside time from her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation. Vegan World Radio broadcasts through 90.1 KPFT-FM to more than 100,000 listeners in Houston, Texas, the fourth largest city in the United States, as well as worldwide via live web streaming at www.kpft.org and www.veganworldradio.org. The live broadcast will take place on Monday, January 26th at 11:25 a.m. local Central Standard Time, or CST, in Texas, USA, and 6:25 p.m. Central European Time, or CET. Our accolades, Ms. Wilkes Johnson and Vegan World Radio, for your life-affirming and constructive programs offered to listeners. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for giving her precious time to speak with different audiences around the world about the vital matter of saving our planet.
Save our planet. Time is running out. World-renowned climatologist Dr. James Hansen of the U.S.-based National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, is now urging the United States to lead in the efforts to counter climate change. He stated, "We cannot now afford to put off changes any longer. We have to get on a new path within this new administration. We have only 4 years left to set an example to the rest of the world." Dr. Hansen emphasized the importance of implementing measures like a carbon tax, which would raise the price of fuels to deter use and to totally phase out the mining and use of coal.
Now, if we want to phase out the fossil fuels, which we're going to have to do if we want to maintain a planet that looks like the one that we inherited from our parents, then we're going to have to apply a price to the carbon emissions. And the way that that would work, if you wanted the public to accept it, I think you have to give 100% of that tax back to the public.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Dr. Hansen had also highlighted the vegetarian solution in reducing global greenhouse gas emissions.
If you eat further down on the food chain rather than animals, which have produced many greenhouse gases and used much energy in the process of growing that meat, you can actually make a bigger contribution in that way than just about anything. So that's, in terms of individual action, is perhaps the best thing you can do. But you also have to do things that influence the decisions of policymakers.
We express our gratitude to Dr. James Hansen for your courageous, noble voice in alerting the public about the importance of acting now to save our planet. May we immediately adopt lifestyles that help sustain our precious Earth and her inhabitants. Supreme Master Ching Hai explained via video conference to our association members in Seattle, Washington, USA, how a switch to the animal-free diet is necessary for our planetary survival.
The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. Stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible, then we still can save the planet.
Thank you.
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Endangering Penguins. The International Federation for Animal Welfare, or IFAW, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, reported that in October 2008, due to disorientation that was likely caused by ocean warming, 2,500 juvenile penguins migrating northward went 2,500 kilometers further than intended. Arriving on Brazil's northern coast, only half of the original group was still alive. Despite several months of rescue efforts, just 372 of the penguins ultimately survived and were released from southern Brazil to swim back to their home in the Patagonian region of Argentina. Many thanks, International Federation for Animal Welfare and all others involved, for this information. It pains us to know of these alarming losses to our ecosystems. We pray for humanity's more benevolent care of the environment so that cherished co-inhabitants, such as the penguin, may flourish once more.
Save Our Planet. Peruvian petroglyphs damaged by heavy rains. Extreme weather conditions have resulted in sand and clay being deposited on Peru's World Heritage Site, Nazca Lines. These ancient images, normally visible only from the sky, were etched into the dry desert sands by indigenous peoples over 1,000 years ago. The artistic depictions range from very simple to highly stylized figures of animals, some measuring as large as 200 meters across and spanning an 80-kilometer distance between the towns of Nazca and Palpa.
Mario Olechia of Peru's National Culture Institute has stated that the institute plans to restore the glyphs. We are grateful to learn that this amazing exhibit of ancient art will be restored. Our prayers that humanity's greater benevolence will ease such extreme weather patterns for the natural preservation of these treasures and other wondrous creations on Earth. Save Our Planet. U.S. states of Kansas and Iowa announce green plans. Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius has unveiled plans to invest in clean energy sources for greenhouse gas reductions. A metering program allows residents to generate sustainable electricity and sell the excess to utilities, along with other measures such as expanding the state's wind energy investments. In Iowa, a state-mandated climate change advisory council is proposing initiatives to achieve reductions in carbon emissions. We respectfully laud the green efforts of Governor Sebelius and the people of Kansas and Iowa. Blessed be all governments in providing convenient access to sustainable practices for the restoration of our cherished ecosystems.
Save Our Planet. According to a collaborative study by the U.S. Geological Survey and the U.S. Climate Change Science Program, the future effects of global warming at the Arctic will continue becoming even more severe than the rest of the Northern Hemisphere.
Save Our Planet. An increasing number of environmentalists and legal scholars are advocating an independent legal standing for beings such as trees, rivers, and animals to more effectively preserve their existence and protect their rights.
Save Our Planet. The World Design Capital in Torino, Italy, displays the Vision 200, a green, energy-efficient vehicle designed by six students from Uganda's Makerere University, which is now being developed for production at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the USA.
Hello, I'm Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm nuts about the vegan diet. Today I'm here with an animal safety tip. If you have bird companions in your home, please do not use the self-cleaning feature on your oven. The high temperatures during this process cause chemicals to be released from your appliance that can be very harmful for birds. Using a scrub brush to clean the oven is a safer alternative. Thanks for looking out for our fantastic feathered friends, and thank you for watching. We all appreciate you being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
Thank you.
In world news, the European Union donates almost $58 million to Morocco for medical care. The contribution will be used to enhance access to health services for disadvantaged people through launching the medical assistance system. The new program will support the nation's basic medical coverage plan, BMC. The funding will also aid in establishing BMC improvements through managerial and technical support. God bless the European Union for your generous assistance in providing quality health care for Moroccan people. May all thrive in well-being and happiness.
In humanitarian news, Australia supports endeavors to reduce malaria in the Philippines. The Australian Agency for International Development will donate over $3 million to the Rollback Malaria Project, which was initiated by the World Health Organization in conjunction with the Philippine Department of Health. Australia has supported these efforts since 1995, and approximately 6 million people have benefited from the project since 2000. Australian Ambassador Rod Smith stated, Australia supports the efforts of the Philippines government to eliminate malaria in the Philippines by 2020. Our respectful accolades, Australia, for your dedication to improving the lives of your brethren. With heaven's grace, may the beautiful Philippine people enjoy abundant and vibrant lives. Coming up, Nigeria pledges to provide new schools in more than 190 districts. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peace-filled news for a stable world. In good governance news, Nigeria plans to provide more than 190 schools. The Cross River State Government has pledged that each of its 194 districts will have a standard, up-to-date primary school by 2012. The Director General of the Cross River Rural Development Agency, Honorable Iko Atu, said, improvements to 54 schools have started and work is to be doubled in the following years to develop infrastructure. We send our appreciation, Cross River State Government, for your commitment to the educational opportunities of your children. May all young people find joy in meaningful learning experiences.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, All in the Family.
The doctor said to his patient, your illness is incurable. I cannot do anything about it. The patient asked, but why? The doctor said, because it is genetic. The patient said, well, in that case, please send the bill to my parents.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
While searching the internet for sites to link to ours, we came across yours and were extremely pleased with it and linked it. Reverend D. L. Zeebel, www.churchforknowledge.org.
Respected Reverend Zeebel, thank you for linking our website to www.churchforknowledge.org. Viewers around the world can download our broadcast programs free of charge, including information on the very urgent planetary issue of global warming and some proposed solutions. We very much like the message on your site. Get involved and let your voice be heard. Change the world. Start at home. Together, let us pray for a bright future for all Earth inhabitants with best wishes and in God's immense love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May your steps be illuminated by heaven's glorious light.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Slovenia donates 50,000 euros to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency to benefit Palestinians in Gaza.
UK researchers determine that the extensive intelligence of birds today has developed from adaptive brain power that was first employed to avoid extinction 65 million years ago.
Two Burmese men who spent almost a month floating in an icebox in the open sea were rescued by an Australian Air Patrol unit and reported to be in good condition following medical treatment.
A group of American women with adopted children from Guatemala sent $30,000 in aid to indigenous families in the country as part of the Helping Mayan Families program.
Tom Vilsack, the new U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, pledges to do more to assist fruit and vegetable farmers, including creating programs to ensure more fresh produce is used in schools.
3-month-old Emma Tallulah Benn, the third child of Norway's Prince Martha Louise and author Ari Benn, has been christened at the chapel of the Royal Palace in Oslo.
Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo launches the country's first national news agency to enhance the quality of reporting to both citizens and the world.
Masoud Barzani, leader of Iraq's autonomous Kurdistan region, affirms the area's allegiance to the nation and states that Arabs and Kurds alike are welcome to live in Kurdistan.
The Pakistan Red Crescent Society and the International Red Cross provide warm emergency shelters to 3,600 households in the country affected by an October 2008 earthquake.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.